from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. threatens North Korea. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN she's considering moving on from diplomatic efforts and turning the matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster still seems to favor sanctions as the way to put pressure on Pyongyang.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime, to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to continue its weapons program, saying his country is nearing its goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. Even though South Korean President Moon Jae-in seems to have more closely aligned with the hardline U.S. approach to pressure Pyongyang into giving up its nuclear program, his government in Seoul is planning to send $8 million in humanitarian aid to North Korea. When the liberal leader and former human rights lawyer took office in May following the impeachment of the conservative President Park Geun-hye on corruption and bribery charges, Moon embraced a dual-track approach to balance economic sanctions with outreach to North Korea to ease tensions over time. However, following North Korea's sixth nuclear test earlier this month, the Moon administration indicated it would pivot away from engagement to a more fully support U.S. President Donald Trump's maximum pressure strategy that emphasizes strong economic sanctions along with the threat of military action to force the Kim Jong-un government to give up its nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. Britain has eased its terrorist threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old man was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Hurricane forecasters are keeping their eyes on three storms now, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria to a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. In the meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. East Coast because of Hurricane Jose. There's also a tropical depression named Lee in the Atlantic. The militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
The news of the decision from Hamas comes after both Hamas and Fatah I've participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials in Cairo. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says that Iran will not be subject to bullying by the United States over the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with a group of world powers, including the United States. President Trump has been a frequent critic of the agreement and after taking office and has threatened to scrap the deal. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. At least 21 Americans have suffered what the State Department calls incidents that have led to a variety of symptoms, including hearing loss, concussions, headaches, ear ringing, and even problems with concentration and common word recall. Some Canadian diplomats and their families have also been affected. The governor of the U.S. state of Missouri warns his administration will deal harshly with those responsible for violent protests in the city of St. Louis over the death of an African-American man at the hands of a white police officer who was acquitted of murder in the case. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.